before that day of Pentecost, before the Holy Spirit would be poured out upon these disciples of Jesus and they would truly become apostles, purified and empowered to do the work that Christ had called them to do, there had to be cleared up in them a matter of commitment to the will of Christ. So it was with Peter. Peter was going about his business of fishing, and he was cleaning up his nets at the end of the day. And Jesus came along and said, let me borrow your boat. I want to speak to the crowd. And Peter said, that's fine. You can borrow my boat. And so Jesus taught them. And when he had finished teaching them, he said, let's go out into the deep part of the lake and have a catch. Peter said, we have fished all night. We've caught nothing. But nevertheless, since you say so, Jesus, that's what I'll do. They caught so many fish that the boat began to sink, and Peter, knowing that Jesus was calling him to be as a disciple and calling him away from the fishing business, he said, please depart from me, for I am a sinful man. And Jesus said, don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching men. I will make you a fisher of men. And so Peter left his business and went to follow Jesus. Now we come to the time after the resurrection. And so Peter said, well, I'm going back fishing. I know Jesus called me to be fishers of men, and I'm going back to fishing. And while they went out fishing, Jesus came along the shore and called out to them, have you caught any fish? They said, no, we have caught nothing. He said, throw out on the other side. And when they did that, they caught such a catch of fish that the net were in danger of breaking. When Peter saw that, he knew it was the Lord. He cast himself into the sea and swam to the shore while the rest of them drug these fish up there, 153 of them. By the time they got to the shore, Jesus already had some fish prepared for them. He told them to spread those fish out upon the shore. And when they had finished, Jesus had something to say to Peter about those fish. It's found in John, the 21st chapter, in the 15th verse. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, love you me more than these? And he said unto him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said unto him, feed my lambs. He said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And he said unto him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said unto him, feed my sheep. And he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, do you love me? And he said unto him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say unto you, when you were young, you dressed yourself and walked wherever you wanted to go. But when you will be old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall dress you, and shall carry you where you would not want to go. This spoke he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Then Peter, turning about, sees the disciple whom Jesus loved following, and said to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, if I will that he lives until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. You see, Peter had to make that full, complete commitment to the will of God, to what Jesus wanted him to do before he would be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for the teaching that we find in this scripture. May your will be done in my life. May I be completely sold out to you. May I deny myself in order that I may do your will, so that I may be filled. In Jesus' name, amen.